Yo, what's up, everyone? This is Linus from Linus's History Hub, and today on our episode, we will be talking about something strange that happened in the American Revolution. Get on your tinfoil hats, people.
History.
History.
This is not something that's boring. Prepare to be amazed. This is Linus's
history
hub.
Okay, so before we begin, no, I am not saying that aliens had anything to do with anything in the American Revolution. No, today, what I'm going to be talking about is a mystery in its own right. Something that's a little bit more understandable, but still unexplained. This is the missing dead from the Easton Hospital in Easton, Pennsylvania. You know, the home of Crayola.
Alright, so before we discuss the disappearances,
let's talk about the background of Easton, Pennsylvania. Why are we even talking about it? In reality, it wasn't that major of a town. It was about 450 people in population. It was located southwest of Philadelphia. And it was also Tory heavy, so it wasn't exactly a smart place for the American Revolutionary troops to station themselves in. Nevertheless, it was strategic in some ways, particularly it had warehouses for weapons, ammo, and supplies. It was a major throughway from Delaware to New York, with ferries traveling there frequently. Especially having been kicked out by General Cornwallis out of New York, that was actually a pretty smart move for them. Nevertheless, it was also not that feasible. You have 450 people in the entire city, and after the defeat in New York, you had around 7,000 troops within a period of days coming to this small town to settle. So, in that sense, given that background, it wasn't that important. Eventually, though, it looks like the Americans had figured out a purpose for Easton, what to do with it. And that was mainly the hospitals. You see, during November of 1776, many of the hospitals, particularly in Pennsylvania, were quite booked. You had Philadelphia booked completely. You had Bethlehem Hospital, which was being used by the Americans, eventually being booked by a group known as the Moravians. And then there was also a hospital in Allentown. Eventually, though, because Bethlehem was being taken over by the Moravians, and Allentown, I guess, didn't have that many people, most of the people decided to move to Easton. However, within the next couple months, they lost about 110 soldiers. Well, frankly, this was not that uncommon. Casualties were high, especially because of smallpox and typhus. It was still not good. It really doesn't help when you look at later on that really, Easton became one of the major hubs. In fact, of all the hospitals in Pennsylvania that housed troops, Easton had 400. The majority of the troops were in Easton. In spite of the fact it was, according to some, vermin infested, and really just not a great place to be. It was also, of course, a place for prisoners of war who also happened to get sick. And even then, the prisoner of war camps weren't exactly that well maintained. They only had two troops guarding the whole place, which could have been easy if the fact that British people weren't sick. But eventually, when you really look at it, there was a putrid fever, according to Benjamin Rush, that raged for 3 months in the hospitals, causing many surgeons to come around and try and investigate the problem and have 200 people die. That's 8/10 of all the people who caught the fever in that hospital within 4 months in 1778. In reality, it's when looking at it, it's kind of strange. Why, especially in this place, were people moved here? Well, of course, other hospitals didn't have a lot of death that came around. In reality, there were a lot of people getting moved to Easton constantly, dealing with, you know, vermin, dealing with high fevers, dealing with etc. Even up until 1781. Even by then, you had 250 to 300 prisoners moving from Easton to Lancaster and vice versa. But, I mean, still, especially when comparing the numbers for this group with other groups, you compare the amount of dead in Easton, which is 110 at one point, to someplace as close as Bethlehem, which only had 25, and Allentown that had 10, it's really kind of disturbing. So why did these people die? Why did these people die? Here's the biggest factor. Nobody knows. Yes, we have reports of illnesses. We have reports of infestations. But when you look at the records that actually discuss about why they died, to quote, there's nothing. When looking at the report from 1778, all we have listed in the Easton Hospital from the 1st of May to the 10th of April in 1778 is that 110 people had died, the rest having been moved to Bethlehem on March 27th. So, what was it that caused this? Was it
an alien virus?
Probably not. In reality, it probably was the incompetency of people. I mean, obviously, modern medicine wasn't around at that point. But still, it's something interesting for a nation that prides itself in being very transparent and open, that we really don't know how many of these troops who were sent here died. We don't know how many of the British troops even, I mean, all those who were sent as prisoners of war, why did they die? Isn't it kind of odd? Anyways, if you like this podcast, please subscribe and hope you have a great day.